A strong message home from the Baltic yesterday, calling on Fine Gael and Labour members of the Oireachtas to back the abolition of the Seanad. But there's dissent already. The only question is the scale. On the line, Harry McGee, political correspondent of the Irish Times. Good morning, Harry. What's your read at this stage of the potential dissent from what Enda Kenny wants?
Well, the reality is that there is going to be dissent, and it's going to be considerable, but it's going to take place over two phases, Cathal. The legislation to give effect to the referendum will have to go through the Houses of the Oireachtas, the Dáil and the Seanad. Enda Kenny said yesterday that he expected all TDs and senators from both parties to vote it through, and I have no doubt that most will. There may be one or two who go overboard. The numbers in the Seanad are much tighter for the government. They've been, as you would expect, there has been a greater degree of opposition to the axing of the Seanad within the upper house. But I still think that at this stage that they will vote against it, vote for it with gritted teeth, and then the real campaign will start. And in the second phase of the campaign, I expect quite a number of TDs and senators from government parties to campaign openly with varying degrees of vigour against the abolition of the Seanad. I don't think the party hierarchies will like that particularly, but I think that it is going to be happening because feelings are running very, very strong on this, especially in the second chamber.
Fine Gael and Labour have 32 members in the Seanad. It would not be surprising, we haven't heard this yet, but it wouldn't be all that surprising if one, maybe more, of those government senators said, hang on, I'm being asked here to vote for a referendum to abolish me and the house that I sit in. Actually, I'm not that keen. Maybe I'll even abstain. Not impossible.
Not impossible, and stranger things have happened in the past. And for example, Dennis Landy, the senator from Tipperary South, is holding his cards very close to his chest at this particular moment in time, and he hasn't made his mind up yet as to which way he is going to vote in the Seanad. And swaying one or two votes would essentially cast the actual proposition down. Now, one of the things about the Seanad is that it has very limited powers. They can't ensure that the legislation is downed completely. All the Seanad can do is delay legislation, and ultimately the amount of time it can delay legislation for a non-money bill is 90 days or 21 days for a money bill. It would lead to delay. It might put a doubt over the timing of the referendum, but ultimately the Dáil, being the much stronger house, would have the final say, and I have no doubt that it would be passed in the Dáil.
The other issue, I suppose, is the different attitudes of the two parties, leaving senators aside, because let's face it, senators, because of that they're for the chop, this is what this is about, that there will, I suspect, be a certain degree of tolerance there. But in relation to people going out and campaigning in the referendums, attending press conferences of groups opposed to the amendment, Eamon Gilmore's attitude does seem to be more relaxed. He says he expects people to support party policy, but he's not, as he put it, he's not going to go to war over it.
Yeah, but if you look back at the beginnings of this, the initiative for the axing of the Seanad did come from Fine Gael, from Enda Kenny. He set it out in 2009 at a presidential dinner. It came as a surprise. But once he made that decision, he has cleaved to it very vigorously indeed, and has imposed a very strong mental whip, if nothing else, on his senators and TDs. And we have seen dissent expressed more loudly within the Labour Party. It is their official policy. It's part of the programme for government. But they don't feel quite as strongly on this issue as Fine Gael. Oh. But having said that, as we saw with the referendum on Abbey Lara, a small group of very focused and very concerned citizens can have a huge impact in a referendum campaign.
Harry McGee, thank you very much.